This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Public financing, where candidates can use public money to run their campaigns instead of bowing to high-dollar donors, has existed in New Mexico for years. But these days, even smaller races cost more than what's allotted to candidates. One possible solution was democracy dollars, coupons distributed to eligible voters who could donate them to the publicly financed candidates of their choice. The ballot proposal failed by a small percentage when the votes were tallied on Tuesday. Organizers had been working for years to gather support for democracy dollars, all the way up through the end of Election Day this year.
One of the things that I love about democracy dollars is the fact that they're going to have to go and talk to people in the neighborhood to be able to get those democracy dollars.
Jenny Weston was getting ready to canvass for the last time this election cycle.
So it's going to get them that personal touch with the community that they're running for. So that's what's going to change the game.
At the watch party, results were tight for a while, but in the end, there were more no's than yeses. Here's Common Cause's Sydney Tejas just after it seemed to be a foregone conclusion.
Maybe it would have been more effective if we spent more time educating just about public financing.
Or maybe, Tejas says, it's just not time yet. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.